Zakta Heilige Mishnah Vaita, Masech des Erech, and Perik Ches, Mishnah Beis. What did we learn in the previous Mishnah? We learned that if someone is Magdish his field during a time that there's no Yaival, we don't have all of the Shvatim in Eretz Yisrael, or at least some of all of the Shvatim in Eretz Yisrael, according to the respective Shitas. So, there's an auction to see how much it's going to be worth. The Baalim get the first chance, we learned. And now the Mishnah is telling us some of the halachis of the auction. The Gizbers. Here someone was Magdish's field who wants to buy it. Omer Echad, someone says, Aharei Shali be'eser slayim, I'll take it for 10 slayim. Okay. The Echad Omer, another person says, Be'esrim, I'll pay double, I'll pay 20. The Echad Omer b'shloshim, another person says, I'll pay 30. Another 10. The Echad Omer b'arbaim, someone else says, I'll pay 40. Someone else says, I'll pay 50. You know, sometimes in auction, people really get like into it. You know, no, I'll get it. I'll pay more. A lot of times people say they're going to pay, but when it comes to paying, tzudis. So, of course, the Gizbar says, very good. I have to do in the best interest of Hegdish. The one who offered 50 is going to get it. Then we go to Reb 50, and we say, you offered 50. Very nice of you. And he says, I change my mind. The one who offered 50 changes his mind. So now we have to go back to the one who offered 40. But you can't just change your mind. No one forced him to offer 50. Hegdish now has a loss of 10. You offered 50. You're not willing to give the 50, so we have to go to the person who offered 40. Guess who's going to pay that 10? The one who offered the 50. And the mashkin, the minachasa, we're going to take a mashkin from this person that offered 50 ad eser. Up until 10, we have to get it back. Now, the Gizbar's problems aren't over here. What happens if afterwards, Chazabai Shalarbaim, the one who offered 40 says, oh, well, I also have a problem paying, maybe not. So now we have to go to the one who offered 30. You went and offered 40, you're not up to paying it. So Mamashkin in a Chasav Adasa. We take a Mashkin from him until 10. See, Hegdish is going to have to get their 50 over here. The question is how we put it together. If the 30 man is going to pay 30, and the one who said 40 will pay 10, and the other one who said 50 is going to pay 10, as long as Hegdish gets their 50. Well, our problems aren't over. Chazavoy shel shloishim, the one who said 30 also changed his mind. Now we have to go to the one who paid 20. So guess what? We're going to take a mashkin from him until 10. And if afterwards Chazavoy shel esrim, the one who said 20 changes his mind, now we have to go to the one who offered 10. Mimashkin minachasav. Add. Osir, we're going to take from him until the value of 10. So right now we're not in a crisis because Lamaisa, we're getting our 50. Hegdish is getting their 50. It's just that each of these five people are going to have to pay 10. Chazar boy shalesa, what do we do if the one who offered the lowest price, the one who said 10, he also says, no, I can't pay. So now what? We're going to go to the lower bidder? There is no lower bidder. Sakta Mishnah, we'll have to start the auction all over again. Yeah, we'll start the auction all over again. Now it depends what we get. Zakta Mishnah, v'nifroyim, Mishal Eser, we're going to take back payment from the one who offered 10 in the first auction, as a moiser, whatever's extra. What do you mean whatever's extra? Meaning to say, we make a new auction, we're only getting 8. So we're going to go to the one who offered 10, we're going to say, listen, you're going to have to give us the other 2. Right, we're still going to see it really depends how they regretted in what order, but we'll leave that for our chazara. Now let's go back to the Mishnah. Habaylam, suppose the original Baalim say, B'yesrim, I'll take it for 20. V'chol adam, any other person, or the other people that are offering, Omrim, they say, B'yesrim, we'll also pay 20. Habaylam kaidim, the Baalim come first. Why? Because they add a chaymish. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah, one person says, in the auction, I'll take it for 10, the other one says 20, another one says 30, another one says 40, another one says 50. We go to the 50, he changes his mind, we're going to say, listen, we'll go back to Mr. 40, we'll go down one step, but you're going to have to pay up that 10. If that 40 changes his mind, we'll go to Mr. 30, but he's going to have to pay 110, and we'll take a mashkin up until 10. If Mr. 30 changes his mind, we go to 20, and he's going to have to pay a mashkin up until 10. If Mr. 20 changes his mind. Go to the one who offered 10. And the 20 man is going to have to pay up 10. We'll take a mashkin up until 10. If the lowest bidder changed his mind, so the whole auction is batel. But we'll sell it for what we can get for it. If we get less than 10, then that difference is going to have to come from the one who offered 10 in the previous auction. If the Baalim say 20 and everyone else says 20, the Baalim come first because they add a chaimish. Zakta Batanura. This halacha, that it works this way, where if the 50 changes his mind, we go to the 40 and he has to give 10, and so on and so on, that's only if they change their mind one after the other. I go to Mr. 50, he says, I changed my mind. Okay, I'm sorry, but I'm going to go now to 40. We're going to take a mashkin from you until the 10. And so on and so on. But when Mr. 50 changed his mind, the 40 man didn't change his mind yet. So when the 40 man did change his mind, Mr. 50 is totally out of this already. He has no shaykhs to it. But let's say we have this auction. One person says 10, another person says 20, another person says 30, 40, and 50. And they all change their mind at one time. Then we're going to divide everything equally. L'mashal. This is the mashal about Tanura gives. Auction, who wants to redeem the field? I'll give 10. No, I'll give 20. Comes a third person, he says, I'll give 24. Then the 24 man, the third one, and the 20 man, they change their mind at the same time. So this is the halacha. We're going to sell the field to the first one for 10 slime. Then we're going to turn to the second one and the third one, and we're going to say, each one of you are going to pay 7 sloyim. Okay? Because we were supposed to make over here 24 sloyim. You two change your mind at the same time. So you're going to share the responsibility. We're only getting 10 sloyim from the first person. We're supposed to get 24. How much is 24 minus 10? 14. Who's paying these 14? You two. Half and half. You 7 and you 7. 2 times 7 is 14. If all three change their mind at the same time, and at the end we only got 3 sloyim for the field, so we're going to say, hello, Chevra. Yeah, you that offered 10. Then you offered 20 and you offered 24. So we should have gotten 24 over here. At the end, you know how much we're getting? Just 3. And again, they all change their mind at the same time. So how much are we missing? We're missing 21 sloyim. So guess what? All three of you are going to give us 7. We're going to divide it equally. So when the Mishnah says the one who changes his mind only gives the difference, that's if the last one changed his mind while the other offers were still intact, and then one by one they kept changing their mind as we started going back to the lower numbers.